And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hurt your head as usual, and I'm going to talk to you about things that you should be considering if you're planning to be a real estate investor. Now, I just want to caution you right off the bat, and I want to tell you that when you make the decision to become a real estate investor, you should think long and hard about it. And the reason being is because if you decide to do this, there is a process you're going to need to follow in order to get yourself to a point where you know what you're doing. There's a lot of people that go out and buy real estate that have no idea what they're doing. They really don't. They just go, oh, it's a pretty house. Let's go buy the pretty house. Okay, dear, let's go buy the pretty house. So they go buy the pretty house. They pay full retail price for it. They figure, well, we're going to rent it out. They didn't do any renovations to the property. Kind of looks sad and tired, but they're trying to get top of market rent. And they're having a difficult time leasing the property out because nobody wants it. So in the meantime, they've got this asset that they've paid way too much money for, that they didn't renovate, that they've put back into service as clean, functional workforce housing, but it really isn't. It's just what the last owner left. They kind of went and cleaned it up a little bit, and they figured it's good enough to rent. All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the renter. Let's talk about the person that's going to walk into this property and compare this property to other properties that they're interested in renting. You do understand that renters have choices. Oh, they have plenty of choices, especially in today's markets. There's a lot of opportunity to rent some really great places out there. There's also some great opportunities to rent some really lousy places out there. And trust me, renters see it all. They see the good, they see the bad, and they definitely see the ugly. And there are people out there that call themselves real estate investors that don't have the slightest clue of how to operate a real estate investment business. And you know what I think about that? I think it's kind of sad for those people that didn't bother to get the education that they needed in order to affect a business that can radically change their lives. That's what I think. All right, let's switch gears. What if I gave you a list of words and you tell me what they mean? Now, I know it's not a call-in radio show, I get that, but you can yell at the radio, you can yell at your phone, however you're listening to me, just go ahead and yell it. Here's what I want you to identify. Zinsco, Stablock, Federal Pacific. You want to hear them again? Okay. Zinsco, Stablock, Federal Pacific. What does that mean to you? Sounds like three random phrases, right? Three random words, technically four words, because Federal Pacific is two words. But what does that mean to you? To the majority of you in the audience, you're like, dude, I don't have a freaking idea. Tell me, what is it? Well, those are different types of electrical boxes that can be found in existing real estate assets. So you're probably thinking, well, that's fine and dandy, Al. It's really nice to know. Thanks for sharing that. Well, there's actually more to it. There's actually more to it. And here's what you need to know. Those are illegal. I mean, I don't know if illegal is the proper word, but they are uninsurable electrical boxes. What does that mean? Uninsurable electrical boxes. It means the insurance industry, when they find out you have any of those electrical boxes in whatever asset you've acquired, they're not going to insure you. Yeah, let me say that again. They will not insure you. Why does that matter? Well, number one, you need to be protected against risk. Number two, if you're leveraging the property, and you should be leveraging the property correctly, your lender is going to require you to have insurance on the property. So that's kind of a problem, isn't it? So what do you need to do? Oh, you just have to replace those. Oh, it can't be that big of a deal, right? Oh, I don't know. If you talk to an electrician, it could be a very big deal. It could be a very expensive deal. It should be something that you should have figured out before you pulled the trigger on that deal. But once you pulled the trigger on the deal, you bought the problem. Let me hit you with something else. Aluminum wiring. Do you even know what that is? Do you know that there are assets out there that were constructed with aluminum wiring as opposed to copper, because aluminum was seen as a new material? It was able to handle electrical flow, and it was seen as slightly cheaper to copper, and it was put into many residential structures. But here's the problem. Insurance again. Insurance doesn't like that. They don't like aluminum wiring. As a matter of fact, if they find out you have aluminum wiring, they may not insure you. Noticing a trend here? Yeah. So what I'm getting at is the number one thing you have to do if you're going to be a real estate investor. And I don't want you to take this lightly. I don't want you to come at real estate investing as kind of like, yeah, it's a hobby. Because if you approach real estate investing as a hobby, it will eat your lunch. You won't know what you're doing. You will buy the wrong assets. You will buy the wrong assets in the wrong location. You will not improve those assets correctly. You will not use hard money lending to acquire the asset and pay for some, if not all, the repair costs, thereby improving your rates of return on the asset. You just won't do it right. You'll probably do it wrong. Now, why do I know this? Because I am one of those people that did it wrong. I did it wrong. Because I thought education was as simple as read a couple books, buy an online course. I spent maybe $100, $200. I got material, kind of looked at it, read it over, realized there wasn't much of a tactical plan in the materials that I had, and then just kind of went about buying real estate based off of the knowledge that the books and the courses provided me, but they didn't give me that solid, tangible education that I needed. On top of that, I was living on the West Coast, so I was getting my investing advice from people that I knew, who were, by the way, employed in the same organization as I was, which had nothing to do with real estate. It was the military, just for those of you wanting to know. And also, people that lived around me, you know, I'd talk to them, and we'd talk about real estate from time to time. And ironically, I thought I was getting sage advice from people that I trusted, only to find out later in life, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and actually went through a formalized training program that, oh my goodness, opened my eyes to everything that I was doing wrong. Once I did that, I realized that all the information that I had been receiving for years and years and years on how to invest in real estate, it was all wrong. But I did it anyway. Still bought assets, didn't improve them correctly, didn't do the things that Lifestyles Unlimited eventually taught me how to do, and I got a mediocre result. But I thought that was okay. because I was on the long haul for retirement. Now, remember, I told you I was in the military. So my number one retirement goal was to serve at least 20 years on active duty so I could earn a pension. That was the thing I was gunning for, was the pension. But I wanted the real estate because I understood that maybe I could not live off of the pension alone. So the real estate was enticing because I figured, well, it's going to add to my portfolio, it's going to go up in value, and maybe somewhere in the future, I'll make some money. In the meantime, I was enduring something called negative cash flow because I told you I was living on the West Coast. And when you buy investment real estate on the West Coast, the concept is buy whatever you can buy, hold on as tight as you can, and ride it out for 10 to 20 years and let the value go up. Do whatever you need to do to keep that asset afloat, even if it's paying out of your pocket every month for someone else to live there because your eyes on the prize. Well, 20 years later, the value of those assets almost doubled, and I wound up selling them. But when I sold them, I had a different mindset in place. I had been educated by Lifestyles Unlimited. And once I had that education, and I had the mentoring, and all the resources, I had a plan. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the steps that you need to consider if you're going to be successful. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today by kind of calling you out. Yeah, I'm kind of calling you out. Yeah, I'm trying to be nice about it. I don't want you to beat me up. That's not what I'm trying to accomplish here. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say, if you have started any type of real estate investing without educating yourself first on how to do it correctly, you might not be doing it correctly. You may not be getting the results that you think you're going to get. As a matter of fact, you may not even know what results are possible because you haven't fully educated yourself. So why is this so important? It is the most fundamental block of your investing strategy. There's no other way for me to say that clearer. Educating yourself on what you don't know is huge. You've got to learn the basics of real estate investing, to include market analysis, property valuation, valuing properties, financing, how to property manage your properties, or making the decision to hire somebody else to do it for you. You need to study the markets. You do. You need to understand the markets. You need to understand the single family market and the multifamily market. You have to understand there's a distinction between the two. And understanding these differences is huge because they're two different types of asset classes that are kind of combined together into the residential real estate segment. Now, single family is not considered commercial real estate. Multifamily is considered commercial real estate. So there's a huge difference on how you value the property. There's a huge difference on how you go about financing the property. There's a difference on how you do business between whether you're going to be a single family or a multifamily investor. Now, there's a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of books have been written on real estate. Some are good. Some are bad. Some are right in between. Which one's the best one? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I've read a lot of books on real estate. I have found some to be very technical in nature that were pretty good, but boring and dry and hard to get through. And then I've read others that are more like a modern read. You kind of feel like you're following a little mini novel, but they lack the technical information. They lack the strategies. They lack all of the things that you would put together if you built your own real estate business. So what I think you have to do is I think you have to read more than one book. I think you probably need to read at least a dozen different books. Driving you crazy, isn't it? Because I said you got to read a dozen books. You don't want to read a dozen books? You don't have the time? Oh, well, that could be a problem, right? Well, what if you took some online courses? Yeah, I mean, there's stuff out there that you can get for free on the internet. Problem with free on the internet? It's free on the internet. But that doesn't mean it's bad. This radio show is provided free on the internet. It is available in a podcast form that goes out to everybody that wants to get it. People like you. And what's important about that is it gives you information, but it gives you information kind of in a shotgun pattern. What do I mean by a shotgun pattern? I mean, it's kind of all over the place, right? If you shoot a pistol at a target, you have one round that goes downrange and penetrates the target. But if you shoot a shotgun at the same target, depending on the number of balls you have in the ammunition cartridge, you get more than one penetration of the target because it's a shotgun. And that whole shotgun thing, the problem with a shotgun approach, unless you're doing home defense, is that everything is all over the map. When you fire a pistol, you're aiming at a specific target. When you're firing a shotgun, you're aiming at a specific area. Does that make sense? You need to be more precise in your real estate investing approach. You do. And just because there's free information all over the internet doesn't mean that all the information that's out there is good information. How do you find, first of all, a place that can eliminate you reading like 10 to 12 books and eliminate the bad information that's floating around out there in the world? Well, you join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what I did. Even though I was an experienced real estate investor, I realized I needed help. I realized I needed something that I wasn't getting doing what I had been doing. Lifestyles Unlimited provided the succinct solution for me. It provided me a 16-hour class. Now, I will tell you, when I read, I'm not the fastest reader in the world. So one book will probably take me 16 hours to read. And if I've got to read a dozen books, that's a lot of time. And to sort through all the different information on the internet, that's a lot of time too. Plus, I don't know what is qualified information and what is non-qualified information because I have not educated myself yet. So when you join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things that Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO, did was to specifically take all that noise out of the equation. He tailored a real estate investing education program to meet the needs of the individual investor. No matter what your goals and objectives are, no matter what your strategy is, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, no matter how fast you want to try and get retired, this course meets the needs of all those requirements. It does, because it gets into the brass tacks of teaching you what you need to know. We don't spend a bunch of time on theory. We don't spend a bunch of time on quote-unquote book learning. We just get right down to the brass tacks. We accept the fact that you're an intelligent person that can make rational decisions and organize information in your mind and come up with tangible results. Knowing what I know now, looking back on what I used to do, I got it wrong. And I'm not afraid to admit that to you. What I want you to understand is there is a better way. And the better way? Just join Lifestyles Unlimited. Stop fighting the desire to join. Just join. Become a member. Go through the educational process. And then all the things I'm going to share with you right now will make sense. So once you're done with the education, once you have educated yourself to a level that you, that confidence is there, what I want you to do is to define your goals and your strategy. Are you aiming for a long-term appreciation? Cash flow? Both? What are you trying to do? Are you looking to invest in single-family homes or multifamily properties? Now, single-family homes sometimes are considered an easier entry point into real estate investing, somewhat simpler management. However, multifamily properties have a potential to provide higher cash flows, and they definitely provide something called economies of scale. And then you have to decide on your strategy. Buying and holding the assets, but not overholding the assets, is probably the strategy that you need to pursue. The kicker is figuring out which path, single family or multifamily. And again, that's where the education comes in, because it'll help you solve that problem. And then you establish a timeline and you establish some financial goals. In other words, how long is it going to take me to get to a certain number of properties or a certain number of units? And what do I expect my return on investment to be when I culminate the investment? Yeah, it's important stuff to think about. And then once you have all that stuff laid out, you have to create your business plan. You have to define your business structure. You have to define your target market. You have to include a financial plan. And you have to set criteria for your property selection. Now, all of those things I just said about create a business plan, Lifestyles Unlimited hands you that on a plate. It's part of the education. It really is. As a matter of fact, the goals and strategy stuff, while you're going through the education, you'll actually be thinking about that stuff because it's all baked into the education. Pretty cool, huh? All right. So now you've got your goals and your strategies all laid out. You've got a business plan that you desire to follow. Now you need money. Your own money and financing money. That's right. Your own money and financing money. Because you're going to buy a property and you're not going to use all of your cash to do it. And when we educate you on the reasons why, it'll make perfect sense to you as why you don't buy properties for cash. So what you're going to do is you're going to assess your financial situation. You're going to look at your personal savings, look at your credit score, look at your debt to income ratio. You're going to explore your financing options. You're going to get, if you're going to do single family, you're going to get pre-approved with a conventional lender. And then you're also going to get pre-approved with a hard money lender. You're also, if you're going to do multifamily, going to talk with the appropriate multifamily lenders that are out there. By the way, we've got a lot of those on our vendor website that are a part of your membership. And so we make all this stuff easy to do. As a matter of fact, the vendors that tend to work with the Lifestyles Unlimited community tend to specialize in what we do. So it's nice working with a lender that understands investment assets. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right. You've got your beat on your financing. What do you do next? You build your team. Put your key professionals around you. Find your real estate agent or agents you want to work with. Make sure you have an attorney for contracts, legal structure. Maybe you need a specific real estate attorney. You're probably going to need an accountant for tax strategies, contractors to do all the work. For multifamily, you're either going to have to consider hiring a qualified property management company or self-managing the asset yourself. Now, lenders may, based on your experience, require you to start with third-party management. But over time, as you prove that you're actually more superior in your skill set than the third-party manager, they might let you let the third-party manager go and allow you to self-manage yourself. Many Lifestyles Unlimited members create their own management company. Yeah, you can do that. The other thing you have to do is you have to network with your local investors. You have to, depending on the type of multifamily investing you're going to do, if you're going to be a syndicator of multifamily properties, then you're going to have to make connections with other members of Lifestyles Unlimited that will invest in your deal. So that's something you've got to do too. Once you've got your team built, analysis and acquisition. You're going to research markets with strong fundamentals, things like job growth, population growth, lower vacancy rates, potentially affordable property prices. Use all the tools that are out there on the internet. I'm serious. Use them all. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to get inundated with some of the different structures that are out there that actually benefit us as real estate investors. Your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members will gladly share those websites with you. You're going to perform due diligence. In other words, you're going to learn to analyze the property before you go to the property. Yeah, you only go to the property if the financial analysis makes sense. If it makes sense, you move on. Then you consider visiting the property, doing an initial inspection tour. If you're doing multifamily, you're going to verify income and expense history because your lender is going to want to know what the previous owner was doing, because that's going to give them an impression of what the asset could potentially do for you unless you convince them that you have the ability to improve the asset. And when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you'll get that skill set. You will. And then you have to learn how to negotiate offers and secure properties that align with your criteria. Yeah, you heard me correctly. That's where your real estate professionals come in very, very handy. Now, when it comes to management, for single family properties, you need to screen your residents thoroughly and maintain properties to minimize turnover. In other words, we're going to teach you something called best product at the best price, which attracts the best people. You got to maintain that standard. Even though you're not in the property, your residents in the property, you got to maintain the standard. Something breaks, resident contacts you, you know what you do? Get it taken care of immediately. Especially if it's a life issue. Like it's, you know, August in San Antonio and, well, the air conditioner went out and there's only one air conditioner on the property. Yeah, you need to take care of those people. For multifamily properties, what you need to do is focus on maximizing occupancy and reducing your operating costs as you can, but more importantly, increasing your income stream. Yeah, that's the real trick to owning and operating multifamily assets, is increasing the income stream. Now, you can make money by reducing costs, but there's more potential to increase the income streams of the asset than there is potential to reduce the costs. Does that make sense? Okay. Always track your financial performance regularly and adjust your strategy. In other words, change your rent prices, maybe consider a refinance if it's time to do so, to improve your cash flow on your asset. And always maintain compliance with local regulations and ensure proper insurance coverage. We talked about insurance at the beginning of the show, remember? Very important that you have insurance. It takes the sting out of properties that have major, major problems. What else do you need to do? Well, maybe you need to consider bringing your family on board. Let them know what you're up to so that you're not operating in a vacuum. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to jump on the team. It doesn't mean your spouse is going to all of a sudden decide to become your property management professional. But when you have their love and their encouragement on your side, makes a lot of things a lot easier for a lot of us. And I think the final thought that I have for you is really stop fighting it. Become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited today. Do what you need to do to become a member. The easiest way for you to become a member is to whip out your phone, go to your text messaging app, whatever that is, text to 88007. Go ahead, put 88007 into the send address, and then I want you to text the word radio. Go ahead, text it. Let's see what happens. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, text radio to 88007, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.